Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, Chuck and Winkler. Two townies talking Wisconsin sports. Covering nothing but your favorite teams. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Good morning. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler, and I am here, Chuck. I should tell you that I almost decided to go back to bed this morning. What's the first thing you do when you wake up?
Hit the alarm and go right back to bed for a little bit.
Yeah, okay. So I do that song and dance every day, too. And then when do you check your phone?
You mean as far as the what time it is?
Yeah, like when you start checking like the news of the day. Like I'll wake up, I'll snooze, and then once I decide, okay, I'm up, I grab my phone, I'll see if I have any text, I'll maybe look at the email, and then I'll go to Twitter.
You know, it's funny, I don't usually do that until I'm at a stop sign. because like, it's time is, because I'm going to come from Lamira, time is such of an essence to me. I mean, like every minute counts. When you got a 50-minute drive, so I usually don't until I get out of the house. Okay. Like I'll get the lone stoplight in Lamira, and I'll check the emails real quick to see if you know the exchanges you and I and Horvat.
Ryan Horvat.
I forgot his name already. Horvat have had. Yes. 6:04 in the morning on a Monday morning, 7 inches
He's
of snow
covered. Right next to you.
With the door closed. Yeah, and I've talked to him more than I've talked to you already this morning.
Yeah.
But I'll remember his name in 15 minutes. It's not that I forget his name. I forgot. That's been such a revolving door, that producer's job. I forget who's there from time to time. I mean, Brendan Schultz, him, you know, Rowan's before that. So we can't keep guys. maybe that says something about us. I don't check till I usually like get some of the work or like I'm here at work. I have not checked Twitter yet. Because I get in and I hit the floor running because I get here, you know, 5:15, 5:20, and I'm like hustling to write these updates. So that's my case, because I know if I lie in bed, like at the weekends I'll do that, but like in the morning on weekdays I'm flying. I'm getting up and I'm flying. I'm ready to go.
All right, so you haven't even checked Twitter yet?
No, I haven't had time.
Okay, all right. See, I wake up, that's the first thing I do.
Yeah?
The emails, the text, that's all important to me. You know, I make sure, I do sleep with the volume off. I think a lot of people sleep with their volume on.
The volume on the...
On their phone.
You mean for the alarm?
No, where if they get a text.
Oh, but I silence it, yes.
Yeah, I completely silence it.
I put the volume up, but silence the... You know, like the notifications and all that.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of people that just kind of keep it on.
Really?
And they get notifications for their Vegas casino game, and they get notifications for their.
I'd never sleep.
Yeah,
I'd be hearing that all night.
I don't get it. So anyway, sleep through the night, wake up with the alarm, hit the snooze, go back to bed for 2 minutes, get up again because I set my alarm like every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Has to be on the odd numbers because I've got a weird thing with odd numbers. Anyway, so then I check Twitter.
Okay. This is how many minutes after getting up? The first alarm?
As soon as I'm coherent.
Okay.
As soon as I understand that it is a Monday and I have to get to work.
So, but you set that first alarm knowing that, like I set it for 4 a.m., knowing I'm never getting up at 4 a.m. You set that first alarm knowing that you're not getting up at 4
a.m. Well, I set it thinking the night before, tomorrow's going to be the day that I get up on my first alarm.
And I'm going to take a shower, and I'm ready to roll.
I'm going to eat some breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to prepare that. I'm going to pack my wife a lunch.
Oh, geez.
And I'm going to, and then it's, oh,
that's
crap.
Really ambitious.
All right, so then I checked my Twitter. The first tweet I saw this morning
was from a guy named Nick.
Oh, so you checked the notifications already.
I check them right away.
Oh, I'm afraid to check those.
Well, because I tweet some risky tweets sometimes, and I want to make sure that the mob isn't coming.
See, the first thing if I would have checked the notification, I don't want to know how bad of a person I am right away by checking those notifications.
Oh, that's how I get the day started. Okay, I need that.
So you want to be called a bunch of names right away to start the day.
Well, I just got to know if it's out there. I just got to make sure that if it's out there.
All right.
So this is not a personal tweet at me. I saw this tweet. I read this tweet from Nick, and I almost just threw the phone against the wall and went back to bed and was going to just make you do this alone. I didn't. If this was the way the day was going to start, I didn't want to come in.
I didn't want to do 4 hours myself.
No. So the tweet was, hey, not sure if you published your schedule of what you're talking about today, but, you know, MVPs are needed for teams. Giannis wasn't there this weekend, and we lost. MVP much? So this guy is calling out Giannis for not playing Saturday as for why he shouldn't be an MVP. And I looked at that and I thought, nah, I don't need to do it today. I'm not feeling Monday. I don't need this.
That's the way it's going to start with our. Now, I don't think everybody feels that way.
I don't think anybody feels that way.
Now, I think if anything, it shows how much the MVP he is when they lose by 20 with him not in there.
Yeah.
They're 2-2 without him this year. So this guy, I mean, did you end up going to the game Saturday?
I did not.
Okay.
And part of the reason was because Giannis didn't play.
Okay. We had bought tickets before the decision came. I had just pushed send and paid for the tickets on Ticketmaster.
Yeah, I know you went to the game because I had many people tweet me that they saw you or met you. So
yes.
I don't know why they need to tell me that, but thank you.
Yeah, I did check my notifications on that. But I mean, either that or people, you know how it is, people look at you and they won't come after you. But I don't mind people coming after me. Some people did, some people didn't. But we bought the tickets, and then like I'm telling you, Bart, 15 minutes later, Giannis is not playing tonight because of sore knees. And I'm disappointed because there's not a lot of Saturday night games. And I had a chance to take my 7-year-old and, to see Giannis. And yeah, I was disappointed that he didn't play. But I got a new expression in my life: short term pain, long term success. Yes, it was pain. It was a little painful watching that game Saturday night. And paid money to go see him play. We still had a good time, and he didn't play. But I look at it there, hey, back-to-back games. And do I believe he's got sore knees? Absolutely not. But for the better, you know, this team is playing in the May. So if that means sitting him after a back-to-back, the second leg of a back-to-back, I'm totally good with it. Even though I paid money to see that horrible game, yeah, painful to watch that thing, but still, Bart, in the long run, this is going to do the Bucks some good. And, you know, the team talked about how tired they were. I get all that back-to-back. They had Dallas the night before. So, if they were going to sit Giannis, yeah, I was disappointed he wasn't playing. But, again, come May, the benefits will be there.
I put up a post yesterday on Facebook, if that's fair or not. If it's fair for you to buy tickets and then not have your favorite player play. Because I saw some reaction over the weekend. Some people were upset, you know, especially if you plan this night for a while and then you do spend a lot of money on tickets. I mean, there is a risk. There's always a risk that you're never going to see your favorite guy. I mean, there's always that risk, but when it actually happens, it's one of those things like there's a risk, but sure, it's not going to happen. Like every time we get in the car, yeah, there's a risk of something bad happening, but we just assume, nah, it's not going to happen.
Well, as soon as I saw that, tweet by you, and I Giannis, you know, got the news that he wasn't going to play. Immediately, I thought, okay, game on Monday morning. We got something. We got the ball rolling. It's February.
Thank God he didn't play.
It's February. You know, there's not a lot going on. Topic number one.
Yeah, we are desperate for you guys to be mad about something so we can take phone calls to get to the finish line. Yeah.
So thank God he didn't play. Thank God. It was a horrible, horrible game of basketball. It was bad.
He could be a freak on the court and on the shits. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's
sit more.
Yeah, that's the treat of going. I mean,
sit the all the home games and play all the road games.
Here's the other thing that was disappointing. It was a Saturday night game where, again, we had a chance to go out there, the family and all that. You know, weekday games, I'm usually covering them. I'm out there. If he sits on a Tuesday or a random Wednesday night, okay, that's one thing. But, you know, on a Saturday night where it's, you know, kind of the event, it's, you know, it's a packed house. Yeah, a little disappointment, but, you know, they're not looking at that. They're looking at resting him in a back-to-back. And, you know, it's I totally get where they're coming from.
Let's go to Tim in Fredonia. You guys can chime in, 414-799-1250 at any time throughout the show. The Wendy's email inbox, live at 105.7 FM, The Fan, and Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at 105.7 FM, The Fan, 799-1250. Timmy, what's up, bud?
Hi, Tim.
Gentlemen, it happened to me, too. I was an earlier game because I'm a 12 season ticket holder, and I think it was against Toronto this year. They actually beat Toronto by 14 or something like that without Giannis.
Yeah.
I think so this year.
What's that, Chuck?
Yeah, I can't hear him.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Did you hear his first couple words, Bart?
I got him. He missed the game against Toronto.
Oh, okay.
He was there. Giannis didn't play. Kawhi didn't play either that game.
Are you there?
Yeah, now we hear you.
All right. God, Jesus. I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm a loser, for God's sake. But tell me there's no cell towers around here. Unbelievable.
Did he just say Austin Powers?
I said Loomis Road.
Oh, okay.
Cell towers.
Oh, okay.
Bart, here, with this tweeting stuff, dude, I'm going to be honest with you. You got to keep it a little more thick-skinned because you respond to everything. That's why everybody freaks out and goes after you on stuff like that.
This ain't about my thick skin.
No. I'm just saying because that's why people tweet at you because they know they're going to get a reaction out of you and stuff.
Yeah, because I will call you out, man. You don't tweet at me like Nick does this morning that Giannis isn't an MVP because he sat out a game. Of course I'm going to respond.
But who cares about that dude? He's probably working at the convenience store.
I don't care where he works. That's a good paying living.
hey,
find
I saw him the other day, $12 to $15 an hour. It's like, where do I sign up?
He's got the IQ of Columbus. Who cares about that dude, Bart? That's the deal, man. I mean, if I'm going to tweet at you, I'm going to make sure I get the facts behind him. Most people base their arguments on rhetoric and emotion. People got to base it factually. If they do that, that's fine. But these turds, who cares about these dudes?
You know, I'm just trying to make people better one tweet at a time, Tim.
Yeah, I mean, they're all fans and listeners of the show. So, but I mean, you know, when they start calling you names, that's like I've always said, that's when they get a problem.
What would you do if you're a professional player? Them dudes get called names 5,000 times a day. How would you? You can't respond to 5,000 people. How would you react to something like that? You
okay,
know what I'm saying.
I'm wondering, like, if when Giannis is on Twitter. Now, does Giannis, I wonder if when he sits out a game, nobody's like classless enough to tweet at him and say, Giannis, what are you doing? Right?
Because he's not going to react. You guys react to everything. So
I'm sure there's people that tweeted, I wish @Giannis_34 was there tonight. It was a hard earned money that I wasted.
Yeah.
And I know during the Celtics series, what the hell, @EBled2 is a waste of space. @K Middleton or whatever, you can't step up when Giannis is out. People are tweeting these guys all the time. That I don't know why people do that. What's the point of doing that?
Is it this? Can you get more followers by you if you tweet at somebody like that? When I put a video out there, I'll put the radio station tagline on there just in case I want to pick up a couple more Twitter followers. I'll do that, but that's the only reason why I do that. I don't do it so like the station can see it because I already know they get it.
I don't know, guys. I guess I got thicker skin. My senior picture in high school was an X-ray, so I mean I don't even worry about that.
Did you say it was X-rated?
No, it was an X-ray. My senior picture. I got my ass kicked so bad. My senior picture was an X-ray. For God's sake.
Oh.
I don't worry about that kind of stuff, guys. I'm telling you, I take a beating. People say I suck on the PA. I'm like, dude, you don't have the stones or balls to come down here and do this.
Who says you suck when you're doing high school PA?
Really?
Who's that instance?
If you get people saying, I heard you made this mistake, this little bit of flub in this read. Shut up.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it doesn't matter, but Anyway, and Chuck, by the way, PA, the Brewers still haven't picked their guy yet. It's not Lane Grindle because I talked to him. He said he didn't apply for it. So
it isn't
Brainerd either.
So that's the breaking news. Lane Grindle is not up for the PA job. I thought Lane did a hell of a job.
Brainerd either. Brainerd said they got their guy already.
Brainerd either.
Good luck. That's what he told me. So,
okay.
So you're in the running?
Well, here's the deal, Bart.
Not with all these people bashing you for your high school PA.
You got to get by that first. if you're not doing Homestead, correctly.
I sent them all my audio, my resume, the whole night. I got reels of audio, and they never even sent me an email to even call me back. Man,
probably there's thousands of you guys out there. You know, the guy who's doing audio, probably doing PA at Green Bay Premontre. Well, if Green Bay Promotion's not around. Green Bay Notre Dame, I'll say.
Mary Central.
Yeah. All right, Tim, thanks.
Good luck, Tim.
Have a good day.
All right, we'll see you. Tim Fredonia.
Yeah.
Great Midwest Bank hotline.
So were you relieved after finding the news that, hey, well, God, well, Giannis isn't there. I'm just going to stay home. I don't have to spend some money. Good money to go to the game.
No, I would have still gone. It was a comedy of errors. My friend from Fond du Lac won tickets from work, so we would have had to meet up with them anyway, and we couldn't, sit by them. We couldn't, the tickets by him, we couldn't, So we're going to meet in the Panorama Club, if anything. And then with Marquette playing before, and then we thought about going out to dinner, but then downtown we knew it was going to be a zoo. You can't go out to eat around the stadium because you've got people getting drunk, ready to go to the Bucks game, and you got people that are already hammered coming out of the Marquette game.
Yeah, although we went to that.
So we just thought with no Giannis, we'll just stay on.
I was looking for that new mech. We're looking for that new Mecca Club. Where the hell is it? Where do they hide that thing? We couldn't find it.
It's not built yet.
Oh, I thought it started over the weekend.
No, April.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought we were talking about it because I saw the pictures on the email.
Yeah, those are.
I thought those were the actual pictures. Okay,
When they announce a building, and they do a drawing. Okay. We're gonna build this.
So it's not going up till April when the season's almost over. Okay.
Yeah, you weren't asking people.
No, because we went to that brew building or whatever.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's always a good place to warm up while that line is outside. So the line, you can't get in till an hour and a half before game. But when we got there early, got a parking spot. We went in that building there, and I was like, where's the Mecca thing? We start walking around. I said, man, we just talked about this damn thing on the air.
Oh, no, not till April.
Okay. I guess I didn't catch that part.
yeah, that'll be.
All right. April. So it definitely is going.
Yeah, April.
Yeah.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, 414-799-1250. We will talk more Bucks. These comments coming in about Giannis not playing. At some point, I think maybe just after 7 o'clock, we'll start to read some of those, and you guys can continue to chime in. But football, all the rage this weekend. We thought the football season was over. Au contraire, my friend. Football, the buzz of the weekend. We'll explain next.
Bartovici never saw the man coming, and he is lit up. My goodness.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. That was a highlight from a football game this weekend. CBS with the coverage. The San Antonio Commanders and the San Diego Fleet of the AAF, the Alliance of American Football. If you saw any highlight over the weekend, you may have seen that because it was a hit on a quarterback and there was no penalty flag. And people were excited that old football was back with the AAF. There were three games on TV, I think, this weekend that you could watch. Saturday night, there were two games on CBS that was regional coverage. You could log online and watch the other one, but then there was one on the CBS Sports Network, which I don't know if any of you have ever seen ever, or NFL Network last night had a game as well. But the AAF, at least causing a little bit of buzz over the last couple of days. Now, I don't know if people are going to watch it again this next coming weekend, but I thought I watched some of it. I watched some of it on Saturday night when I didn't go to the Bucks game. I watched some of it yesterday. I had football on, but I wasn't needing to watch it. Like we were watching like it on a normal Sunday night during the football season, the NFL season. I got to watch football. And if there's something else going on, I got to watch the football game. Last night, I'm watching this football game on NFL Network. And then my wife says, hey, did you tape the Grammys? Let's start those. And I go, okay. And then I thought not at all about the football game. So I'm not like super into this league where I need to know the results and bet on it or anything. But hey, if I'm not doing anything, I'll throw this league on. I thought that was cool.
Well, I haven't really even thought about the league until we talked about it last Friday.
Yeah.
We didn't talk. We talked about it a little on Friday. So, you know, like I was telling you on Friday, I was done with the football. I was done with football after the AFC and NFC championship games. So, I mean, the Super Bowl went for the party. That was about it. So I was pretty spent on football. But last night, I turned on the NFL. I flip it around looking for something to watch, and I went to the NFL Network. Now, that was there was a game on from Arizona. Was that live or taped delayed? Was that live?
That was a live game.
Okay, that was a live game. Okay, I thought that was something that was shown from Saturday night that they just decided to throw on. Now, I'm intrigued why the NFL Network is showing this stuff.
Well, I think with this league, and you've got the XFL coming next spring, and then I think after the XFL announced, this league said they're going to announce, this league wants to be a developmental league. This league, they actively talked about these guys in the NFL, and they talked about the NFL, about guys that had played, and maybe they can get their chance back in someday. And the NFL Network looks at it like, hey, this could be somewhat of a developmental league,
like the
and
D-League,
we can get more programming. When yeah, like a D-League, but out of season. So okay. guys like I forgot all about this guy who scored a touchdown on Sunday afternoon.
Well, Singletary's defense has done a nice job.
Wildcat Moss lands it to take it in! Touchdown! The first in franchise history for the Birmingham Iron, and it's Richardson, the former Alabama great.
Trent Richardson scoring a couple touchdowns yesterday.
Okay, now when you listen to the game, you hear the background, you hear the fireworks going on, the explosions. It sounds like there's 70,000 people in the house. The game I saw Sunday, I turned it on for a little bit, and I watched a few plays, and I watch it. You see sparse crowd there. When you could clearly hear the PA guy after every play, and there's an echo in the stadium, I was like, man, there's nobody at this game. It had the feel of a Division III game in northern Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean,
the game you're playing there, it actually sounds like there's some people at the game.
Who had a home game Saturday night to watch? San Antonio.
Either that or they piped in some fan noise.
They didn't sell out the Alamo Dome or anything, but people watch it. People were there. People were like holding up signs and someone got in. I mean, it's the first game of a league with guys that you barely know. I mean, you're not going to have 80,000 people screaming passionately like diehards, but you'll have people go check it out. And I think for the first weekend, even though there were some lopsided scores, the pace of play was quick. There was some good action. There's some innovation that I think people like. And I think this was a success. Now, this is a developmental league in nature. Guys that are in this league can leave for the NFL. Everybody in this league signs a 3-year deal. This year, they're all making $70,000. The next year, they're making $80,000. And then in year three, they'll all make $100,000. So everybody in this league, this AAF league, is making the same amount of money. They can go to the NFL at any time. They cannot leave for another league. So what that basically means is they can't go to the XFL. So the XFL right now, which is going to come out next year, Vince McMahon's league, can't have any of this talent pool to choose from. Now, maybe lawyers get in and try to make that happen if people do want to go the other route. But I think that this league, it's football in the spring. If you like it, fine. If you don't, fine. But it's an option. And it had a pretty decent weekend. First night on CBS drew 3 million people watching it, which, I mean, maybe that's not a ton, but it did beat the Thunder and Rockets that were on ABC that night. 2.1 million people watching the football game, 2.38 million people watching the basketball game. So there was definitely some attention paid to it.
Yeah, which is odd that it outdrew this league, this new league, that hasn't had a lot of publicity, outdrew an NBA game on national TV on ABC. I was surprised to see it. See, that's why I watched a little of the game. See, I had no interest in watching or even thinking about the game on Saturday, even though it was at the Bucks game. It wasn't until I saw the ratings come out where 3 million people watched the game. I was like, maybe I ought to check this out on the NFL Network because I was flipping around and see what this is all about. So, and then I saw Martini going out for the coin flip, and he played the Packers last year.
Greer Martini was in this league.
He was at the coin flip.
I think Carl Bradford was in the game last night on NFL Network.
Martini was on the game Saturday last night.
Yeah, he was in that same game. So there were a lot of former Packers. Jarrell Presley had a really big game. That might have been the game last night. He was a running back for the Packers for like 3 weeks.
Now, when USL got underway, their big thing was they signed a couple of major stars to contracts. Now, this league hasn't done that yet, but like the USFL, they signed Reggie White. They signed Herschel Walker coming out of Georgia. I was like, man, Steve Young, they signed him. So they had these stars right away, big contracts. They ended up not collecting on some of those contracts, the players, but that was the attention getter with the USFL. Hey, we signed Herschel Walker. You're not going to see him in the NFL. You're going to see him in the USFL. To my knowledge, this new league doesn't have any stars yet.
Christian Hackenberg.
Okay. But they're not counting on stars. They're looking at it as developmental. USFL was trying to compete with the NFL.
Well, I think the XFL is going to try, not head-to-head compete, but try to market itself as a professional league, where this league is marketing itself as a developmental league.
And I'm fine with that.
Now, with Herschel, I'm reading Jeff Perlman's book on the USFL. He went to the USFL because he could leave early to do that, did he not?
Yeah, Georgia.
So that could be a situation that makes the XFL different if some of these guys, because in the NFL, you've got to go to college for a certain amount of years, but let's say Trevor Lawrence of Clemson, who's pro-ready, let's say he doesn't want to wait until after his junior year to go play in the NFL, he could bolt Clemson, sign a professional deal with the XFL, and then that would give that league instant credibility. So that's a situation where the XFL could make some waves if they don't have the draft requirements, if they don't have the age and the eligibility requirements. That could change. I think that the NFL has put their weight behind, or at least their support behind, this league, just in the fact of, hey, it's a chance for more people to play football, and it's a chance for the NFL Network to have some programming outside of, you know, that dead zone between the Super Bowl and the draft.
The nonstop draft stuff.
They're certainly not going to give that same support to the XFL.
Yeah, no. I mean, the fact that the NFL is putting its weight behind this league, I mean, that's going to add some credibility to it. Am I going to be watching it? Still probably not. I mean, again, I watched a couple of plays last night. It didn't seem like there were anybody at the game, and I had the feeling of a Division III college game, so I didn't really watch it. I didn't watch the Grammys either. Ended up putting on the finish of the PGA Golf, which was interesting because they were playing in the darkness out there at Pebble Beach. But no, didn't watch more than a couple of plays, but I wanted to flip over there for the fear, you know, just because I want to see why were there 3 million people watching this on Saturday night.
Well, there's some things that the NFL can take from this league, just like back in 2001, the Skycam. The XFL had the Skycam. The NFL implemented that into their broadcast. There is one thing that the NFL needs to take from this AAF, and they need to do it immediately for the 2019 season, and we'll talk about that momentarily. We'll tell you what that is. It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. You guys can chime in if you saw it over the weekend, 799-1250. Chuck and Winkler right here on the Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That was Chuck Freeman. Yes, you did see Freem Saturday night in the Panorama Club at Fiserv Forum. We'll talk some Bucks over the weekend and the lack of Giannis. Some of you angry about that just after 7 o'clock. Now, about 20 years ago, the landscape was completely different in cable television. And when the XFL debuted, it had 9 million people. 9 million people watched it. It was, again, way less options, no streaming, Facebook didn't exist. I mean, the world has completely changed from that aspect in the last 20 years.
Well, that was 1983. That was even longer than that.
I said the XFL.
Oh, I thought you said the USFL.
No,
XFL. No. Oh, the XFL. When did that debut?
2001.
Really? 2001? God, that seems sooner than that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
2001.
18 years ago that was?
2001.
Man, Okay.
Big debut on Saturday night.
All right.
On NBC, 9 million people. But then the next week was like 4 and then 2, and then it just kind of completely fell off the map. So Saturday night, this AAF football has, you know, and without the fanfare, certainly without the fanfare. I mean, some people just found out about it over the weekend. So without the fanfare, it drew 3 million people. And maybe that doesn't, you know, jump off the page at you, but it went head-to-head with an NBA game between the Thunder and the Rockets with some stars, Paul George, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, and that drew about 2.3 million. So that opened your eyes a little bit, more people starting to get kind of into this league or at least ask what it's about. I think what this league, I mean, I'm not going to become an Arizona hotshot super fan or anything, but I think what this league can do is show the NFL some stuff that might work. There's some differences. If you want to do an onside kick in this league, that doesn't happen. You do a 4th and 12 from like your own 12-yard line, and then if you miss it, well, the other team's got a real easy opportunity to score, and then if you get it, you have the ball. So there's some things like that. You can only blitz 5 guys at a time, so there's some things like that too. What I really like is the replay. They have a thing called a sky judge, where they have somebody up in the booth, and this is something that the NFL, I think, can do. They've got somebody up in the booth that takes a look at the play as it happened and then makes the determination about how they're going to change it. Here's an example from a game Saturday night where there's a woman who's the sky judge, and she overturns a call because she can see it, and she's watching video, and she's talking to the referee on the field as it happened. This is from the AAF Football League Saturday night.
Terry Valenti, the replay
official.
He's
rolling on the ground. He's using the ground to keep it in there. The ball, the ground helps him. We're going to let it stand.
So she's going to agree with the call on the field. No touchdown. She feels that the ground helped the catch at
He's
the end of the catch.
Definitely touched. Okay, we're going to let it, wait a minute, 1 second. We've got an elbow down. It's got it. And touch. Nope, we're going to overturn this and reverse this to a catch in the end zone for a score by Orlando. He's got possession. He tucks it in. His elbow hits. The ball is in control in his arms. We've got a score.
And we've got audio of that happening because they showed it on TV.
See, I think this is what they needed to do. They were afraid to, like in years gone by, even like in the at Lambeau Field, show instant replay on TV, so they didn't want to get the crowd to react. But now they do those sort of things. And now, if you're sitting at home and hearing the replay booth talk about this stuff, why not let the listener in on that stuff?
I think it's cool. I think it's it clears up, because a lot of times when you watch the NFL and there's a replay, you just see that guy kind of stare into that Microsoft Surface window.
Which I don't get. I never could understand why they don't have a person upstairs or in the office.
And everything's so secretive. I mean, sometimes they'll ask New York on some of those replays, but everything's so secretive and they don't really walk you through the explanation. I like that part of it. Now, this is from yesterday, a game between the San Antonio Commanders and the San Diego Fleet. Although the referee on the field does not agree with the sky judge, they still end up deferring to the sky judge.
We're looking at a bunch of different angles. The ball's moving, but we can't tell if the ball's hitting the ground or not. The call's going to have to stand. It looks like his arm's underneath it when it's coming down. We're losing everything on it.
Everybody down here thinks it's an incomplete pass. It's kind of interesting, but if you don't have obvious evidence.
The angles I have, do we have anything else? Brandon, we're going to have to go to the call. I'm losing.
You going with stands?
We're going to go with stands. Okay.
You're going with stands.
We're
going
to go with stands. Right. Call stand. We can't tell.
We already moved everything. What yard line? I don't know why we moved it. But
we're at the 10.
What yard line?
The catch is at
9
quota.
Yard line?
9 yard line.
Clock's 9
good.
Yard line?
Wind
first
the clock.
And goal?
Yep.
So the ref on the field thought it was an incomplete pass, and everybody on the field thought it was an incomplete pass, but the sky judge said it was a complete pass based on the video evidence they had, so they made it a complete pass. Now, will it get every call right, wrong, or perfect? No. But I think that sort of access would do wonders for the NFL, where each and every Monday we're in here in studio complaining about why this was this, why that was that. If you could give us that access, I think that would do wonders for them.
And I think that might be coming. I think that might be coming. Now, that sounds like an air traffic controller talking to a pilot or a dispatcher talking to a cop.
That's essentially what it is.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like, you know, there's a guy, you know, back at headquarters, and then there's a guy in the streets, the cop or the, you know, the plane up in the air, and they're communicating that way. That's exactly what it sounds like.
John's in Franklin, 799-1250. What's up, Johnny?
Hi, John.
Hey, boys. Yeah, I don't know that people are going to like my opinion here, but this would be about the 20th thing to do on my list, is to spend my time with this crap. And what you just played on the radio reaffirms my initial thoughts on this thing. If I want to see bad football players, you know, I'll just watch tape of the Packers from the last couple of years, who is exactly what you're watching. We went from the team that other teams would see who we were casting away so they could put them in their starting lineup or early call-ins were replacements for their starters, to now when our players go bad, they're out of the league playing in this crap. No desire to watch it. I'd rather rearrange the wrenches in my toolbox.
Yeah, yeah. Or I like to do is rearrange my speaker wire in my house. And I have wireless speakers. So, yeah, I don't have any interest. I don't have any interest, but if they want to use this as a developmental league, and if there's people out there who want to watch it, watch it. Like we always say in the show, hey, if you don't want to watch it, like the NBA All-Star game, don't watch it. Don't watch it. Don't pay attention to it.
Johnny, you had to get to those wrenches, I guess.
Yeah. No, that's why, I mean, I'm with John on that. If you don't want to watch, I mean.
I thought you were interested in it. We were just talking. I thought you were interested in it.
No. I'm interested. I'm glad they're having, I was interested because they had the 3 million people watch it on Saturday. I was going to watch a little bit on Sunday, but it didn't keep my interest enough on Sunday night. When I watched a couple of plays and watched the coin flip and all that, watched a couple of plays, there was nobody at the game, and it didn't hold my interest. But if they're going to have a league like that, I'm fine with it. If it's going to be a developmental league and it's going to be good for, and if they're going to do stuff like this, they're going to improve replay, they're going to use it as a testing ground, then that's fine. But I'm not going to be, it's not going to be appointment viewing.
Will the AAF be here in 5 years? Maybe not, probably not.
It's like, remember European League used to be on Saturday mornings?
Right, the World League.
Yeah, yeah, it was the World League. But if they're going to use it to try a few things out, that's fine. Doesn't mean I got to watch it.
No, but it's something that you should know about, because there's going to be some things I think that the NFL implements in the future.
Which is good.
That come out of this league.
Which maybe they need. And just like in the minor leagues, baseball minor leagues, they implemented that stupid rule of starting a guy at second base in extra innings to see how that would work, which was a foolish rule, but they tried it out in the minor leagues. And if the NFL is going to try out a few things here as a testing ground for a test tube, great.
So you don't want to bet on games this Friday? Or
Well, they haven't put lines yet, have they?
Oh, there were lines this weekend.
Oh, I thought Friday we went through them and there was
They none. Put them out later.
Oh, yeah. No. How would I know what to bet on? I don't know any of these guys.
Well, I watched every game, so I got a leg up on you.
Well, if you want to go on one game on Friday, we could do that. For just in the interest of betting. Since we're running out of things to bet on in February, the month of February absolutely sucks.
Well, don't tell people that.
I know it does. In sports, it's just for many reasons. The weather, it's just get me to March. Get me to March Madness.
There's people listening right now for sports. Don't tell them this month sucks.
No, I mean, I think we all know that. We all know that. It's February is a day. It's just
like if you turn on the news, the anchors aren't like, there's nothing going on.
No, at all. Here's what it is. I just, after the Super Bowl, there's a 3-week lull in the weather. You got 7 to 10 inches. You got cold weather. It's just like, God, can March just get here?
So then what are we doing in here today? Why'd I wake up to come here?
Well, I mean, we could say that about many times of our life. We can. There's a 3-week stretch that I absolutely hate in life. Okay? Life is great. But from the Monday.
We got a lot to talk about today. We got college basketball.
Well, no,
we got the Bucks. We got Lowry's back with the Brewers.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying from the cold weather, the Sundays like yesterday. Sundays, the next three or four Sundays until we get to the conference tournaments. To me, it's just a lull. Like next weekend, next Sunday is the worst Sunday of the year in sports. Other than Giannis playing in the All-Star game, which I have some interest in because Giannis is playing. You know, isn't Daytona next Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That might be the day I might be cleaning out my closet in my house, doing stuff around the house. That's how bad it is.
Hold that thought for 60 seconds. Just want to tell everybody real quick that this three-week lull frames might hate it. Valentine's Day. Is that why?
Well, no.
Part of it?
No. Thursday's okay. Thursday's fine.
Okay, because of Valentine's Day?
As much as I like college basketball and all that, and I'm into the Bucks, but these 3 weeks, oh, man. Get me. Can there be a less three interesting months of the weeks of the year in all facets than these 3 weeks right here?
Outside of course, Thursday, Chuck means, because
yes.
Valentine's Day is this week, and you want to make sure you get that loved one in your life something special, and you can get her a gift she'll love at a price that you will love. I've been talking for the last few days about Sherry's Berries. Check them out, berries.com. Sherry's Berries, big, thick, juicy berries dipped in milk, dark white chocolate goodness for any discerning palate. She will fall in love with every bite. You want to know the proof? All right, I'll reveal a secret. Sherry's Berries sends me a free box of berries.
Well, this is where I got to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon asked me this last night.
Yeah.
That if you are going to get a couple of free samples to bring them home to her.
They already sent me the box.
It
came a couple of weeks ago.
Did not know that. Because usually you bring those in here and we.
Yeah. But this time I took them home.
Okay. I guess she's got her answer.
Yeah. No, you'll have to buy them, Chuck. Berries.
Yeah. I thought I'd get some freebies out of this one.
Well, I did. And I took them home.
I was hoping I was going to be able to share. And
yeah.
Takes them home as a precursor to Valentine's Day. I guess I
should have thought of you.
Yeah,
I took them home. My wife had them.
Yeah, okay.
And I thought that covers me for Valentine's.
Should
I already got her something?
I was hoping.
She said,
"Yeah."
My wife said, "I need more berries." So I will be by the time the show's over. I'll do that actually in the next break. I'll go to berries.com and buy some more berries. And you can get these berries. Valentine's Day again is Thursday, so. Order them today. They will definitely arrive by Thursday if you choose for them to. You can, again, send her the Valentine's gift. I'm not responsible for your Valentine.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, no. That was kind of like an added bonus.
No.
I wasn't looking at to replace whatever money I got to spend on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
I was looking at that as she just asked me. Because she goes, oh, God, they sound so good.
Well, they are.
And I said, she goes, oh, what, does he get a few samples? I said, oh, yeah, he usually gets a few samples, and he puts them on the table here.
I sometimes do that, yeah.
And I got to avoid them because yep. Here's the problem with me. If I have one, I'll have like 15.
Yeah, that's why they're so good.
So she said, well, you need to bring some home. And I said, okay. And so this was the opportunity for me to ask right here, and apparently request denied.
All right, well, you can still go to berries.com. Again, you can get these berries starting at just $19.99 plus the shipping and handling. But if you order now, you can make Valentine's Day really special, and you can add a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more, all shipped with your Sherry's Berries at no extra charge. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, enter my code Winkler at checkout, berries.com. Click on the microphone, enter the code Winkler, order today. That's berries.com, click on the microphone, enter Winkler. We talked a little bit about the AAF Football League. We'll get back into the Bucks here in just a moment. But yesterday, Sunday, I guess, without NFL football. So what did you watch? Like, for the last, 25 weeks, our Sundays are pretty much wake up, watch football all day, go to bed. I watched Lakers-Sixers, and the Sixers do look good. I'm still not completely fearful, but if you look at that starting five, you can think, okay, Harris and Butler and Redick and Simmons and Embiid, that could be a tough out. I know everybody wants to crown them the East version of the Golden State Warriors with that starting lineup. I won't go that far yet, but the Sixers will be interesting come playoff time. So I watched that game, and then I watched some of the football at night.
Went to a golf show up in Appleton. You sound about as interested as I do about the February sports schedule. And that was, I saw a little Miami, Golden State, only to see Miami, of course, get screwed. Like there were WWE officials on the court, and they had that one all figured out and didn't call a double dribble call on Kevin Durant. Saw Miami get screwed. And just the little golf. Otherwise, there wasn't a lot of TV watching. Saturday was great for TV watching.
Oh, with Marquette, Wisconsin,
The
Bucks, we stayed home. Yeah, I went to the game, but I watched the other two. But Sunday, did not. The only thing I really saw was some college basketball. No. The NBA and the end of golf, and that was it. I had Grammys in my house. No. Who are these people? I put on the Grammys, and I'm like, I don't reckon, because I don't follow today's music. It's like, I wouldn't know anybody anyway.
Oh, Dolly Parton got honored. Diana Ross got honored.
Okay. Now
there's people you know.
Okay, now, when they do the Lifetime Achievement, that's like the only part I like.
Yeah.
Who was the Lifetime Achievement this year?
I just know they honored those two. I don't know if it was, I was watching it in and out.
All right.
A little bit here, a little bit there. But they both performed last night, so you would have known that.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have. And that I would have liked to seen that part, but the other 6 hours of it, no interest.
Well, I don't mind these 3 weeks, Chuck. I still don't understand on our station because we're doing sports radio.
Well, we talk about stuff all the time we don't like.
Well, I don't understand why you would say the sports suck. Listen to our station.
No.
It's like having a restaurant. Come into the restaurant.
No, that's
the
not
food
true.
Sucks.
No.
Sit down and eat.
No. I'm just saying we're still here to entertain. I'm not saying I'm still watching the Bucks. I'm saying as a whole, there's a 3 week lull, I think, in sports. The NBA's hold. I mean, like the NBA will hold my attention. The Bucks, like the Bucks tonight. The Bucks play against Indiana this week. I want to see Mirotić play tonight. Yes.
Oh, look at that. We got plenty to discuss over the next few days.
But like on a random Sunday in February. Oh, the TV watching is brutal.
You'll have spring training to watch next weekend.
Well, I was thinking about that. I'm looking to see when the first spring training baseball games are to watch on a Sunday. To have out of my house. I think
I'll be able to watch them next Sunday.
The Brewers?
Yeah.
I saw the Cubs play next Saturday.
Next weekend, both Brewer games are on the radio, but then they're on TV starting Monday the 25th.
Are they not on the MLB package?
I don't think so. You'll have to check that out.
Okay.
I don't have that for you. It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Giannis didn't play. Should you get your money back? Some people requesting that from the Bucks.
A discount.
Over the weekends. Chuck and Winkler, we'll talk about that coming up next.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.